Buried inside the budget documents passed in April was the statutory language creating a pay raise commission that would determine if lawmakers should receive a raise, how much that raise would be, and if there were any performance issues that would be linked to that raise. That commission's report was released Monday afternoon to both applause and derision. Applause because after 20 years, lawmakers and the executive branch will finally receive raises. The derision was voiced by some lawmakers who felt the commission went beyond the scope of its mission when it eliminated almost all leadership stipends and outside income. If you want to read the report, you can do so by visiting capitalpressroom.org. That's capitalpressroom.org. It's right there on the front page. Today, we welcome one of the four members of the Committee on Legislative and Executive Compensation. H. Carl McCall is a former state controller and the current chairman of the SUNY Board of Trustees. Chairman, it's great to see you.
It's good to see you again, Susan. It's been too long.
It has been. So okay. What are some of the highlights of the report?
Well, the report provided a raise over time. Over the next 3 years, the legislators will get a raise. They go in January of 2019. They go to 110,000 dollars. Then they go to 120 the next year. In the third year, they go up to 130, and that'll be their new compensation, which is fair and just, given the fact they have not had a raise for 20 years.
So, to what extent was the governor involved in the creation of this report?
He wasn't. The governor made a lot of public comments that we listened to. And those public comments were about the fact that the commissioners, really the people who run major state agencies like the Department of Health, the Department of Transportation, et cetera, that those, it's been very difficult to attract and retain the kind of talented people
sure.
you need for those jobs because of the pay scale. So I'll give you an example. The State Commission of Health, his salary, this is the largest state agency, his salary was $136,000. The Commission of Health for New York City, important job, but a little smaller than the state, he makes $225,000. So again, over a three-year period, we will lift the commissioner's salaries up to $220,000. That was something the governor was very adamant about publicly, but we thought it made a lot of sense.
So I'm sure that you've heard there are some reform groups mm-hmm. that are wondering why you didn't take advantage of this opportunity mm-hmm. and ask for more. One instance is, you know, you banned outside income, mm-hmm. you limited Lulu's. Why not go further and ban lawmakers from using the LLC loophole?
Because that was beyond our purview. There's nothing in this that has nothing to do with compensation. Everything we did was within the law, which said that we could fix compensation. But the idea of campaign finance contribution, I believe that that's something they should address, but we were not able to address that.
All right. On the other end of the spectrum are mm-hmm. lawmakers. There mm-hmm. are some who are unhappy with the report because that while the legislature is now generally prohibited from doing mm-hmm. outside work, which I think, you know, people would agree with, the executive branch is not and has only has to get prior approval before doing that work. Is that the case?
That is the case. It's always been the case. And again, that's an executive issue that we can't really deal with. They have to go through a process, by the way. And the process is if any executive person makes more than $5,000, that's got to be approved by J-COPE. And that seems to me to be a reasonable situation.
Joe Prococo did go through that process and ended up being that what he did wasn't legal.
Sure. Well, and he's on his way to jail. It wasn't legal, and he got caught. And that's something that the executive branch ought to deal with.
Should that process by which the executive branch goes through ensuring that what they're doing for outside income is legal, should that process be bolstered or strengthened in some way?
No question. It should be. And again, it's all because they were making so little that they felt that they had to find other ways to have income. And that leads to terrible conflict. That's why we limited the outside income from legislators. There should be no conflict. They should do the one job they're being paid for That is to be legislated.
Right. And you know, 20 years is a long time.
It is a long time.
And, you know, while the legislature has gotten a very bad rap, and to some extent they deserve it because of some of the bad stuff that's been happening, the fact is there are people that come here and work very hard.
That's true. That's why we provided more compensation for them. They're very honorable, trustworthy, conscientious, hardworking people. There have been a few bad apples. They were terrible. But we can't, you know, say that that's true for all the legislators. That is not true.
On the other hand, I have like three hands.
Okay.
The other hand is the fact that being a lawmaker, nobody has to be a lawmaker.
Mm-hmm. True.
You don't have to serve in state government.
No. It's something that people do voluntarily. They volunteer to go into public service with all the sacrifices that's included in that practice. And again, they should be compensated for it, and they should not be viewed because they're in the political arena as being bad people. The process has to be improved, and I hope now that we've got this situation out of the way, they're going to be compensated adequately, and they really ought to now pay attention to doing their job and bringing about other reforms, such as campaign finance reform, that the public is demanding.
Sure. I want to get back to the outside income. Just a couple of years ago, this was after the big bad apples were starting to be investigated by Preet Bharara, the legislature passed its own process for vetting outside income to ensure that there was no conflict of interest. They would take it through the Legislative Ethics Commission. Were you aware that they had their own process for doing
that? No, I was not aware of that.
So anyway, the other issue lawmakers aren't happy about is the legislative stipends. And the thinking is, why did the commission think it had the prerogative to take money away from lawmakers?
Well, we're not really taking money away, because the net result of this is that every legislator is going to get more money than they received in the past. And the stipends, 160 stipends. One of the things we were required to do in legislation is to compare the New York compensation with other states. There's no other state that was giving people 160 stipends. And the stipends were a way of making up for the fact that they, over 20 years, they missed 20 opportunities to give themselves a raise. So instead,
you're saying that they did that instead of a raise.
That's right.
I see.
So we're saying, let's change it. Let's just have one level of compensation, and that's it.
The Lulus, as they're called, the legislative stipends, they go to now, there was 160?
160 people received them, that's right.
And you've limited it now?
Now to 15,
all right,
which is equal to one other state that has them, and that's Pennsylvania. They have 15, we have 15. Nobody else has more, that's right.
Okay, so I was going to ask, why not? You know, there are some committees that are, they're difficult. The health committee, following all the Medicaid reform and stuff.
How far do you go? The Ways and Means Committee is very important. The leadership positions are important. These are people who have real functions, and we felt and other states feel too, you should give those people additional compensation.
I'm sure you heard the governor yesterday say that he's expecting that this may go to court. How will you feel after doing this work if even the legislature takes it to court, or they return before the end of the year and say, no, we're not going to take it?
That's their prerogative. We did our job. They asked us. They passed legislation. They gave us this responsibility. They ceded their authority to us, and we acted on it, and they should accept what we came up with, and if they don't like it, they do have a way to undo it.
So the in the statute that created the commission, it did say that, you know, if you're going to get a pay raise, that it should be tacked on to performance. Okay, that should be linked to performance. So did you talk about this, the four of you together, that what performance meant?
Yes, and it's not clear. It's really not clear. The performances,
it isn't clear.
They should come to Albany and do their job and do it well and do it honestly.
And timely.
And it should be transparent. Those are the things that we expect them to do.
Okay. Timely.
Timely, efficient.
What does timely mean?
Timely means that you should consider that things ought to be done in a fashion that there you come to some result as quickly and as efficiently and effectively as possible.
So when the governor says, you know, you need to pass a timely budget,
yes.
It doesn't say, though, if it's, you know, within a week or within a month.
That's true.
And that, mm-hmm. again, lawmakers are afraid could give this governor more power.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
but
he's a pretty smart
in.
Guy.
Yeah. But wait a minute. The commission didn't do that. The legislation itself said that, for instance, if they get these additional payments after 2019, they can only get them if they have passed a time limit.
A time limit. Yes, it was the statute that created the commission, right? You did
so
not
that's
do
up
that.
To them.
So
right.
Let me ask you, mm-hmm. as someone who mm-hmm. has been an observer of mm-hmm. Albany for a long time, couldn't the governor use that to
he could.
Prevent
and,
a pay
quite
raise?
Frankly, I don't like that. I'll tell you why I don't like it. You know, if you are opposed to the budget on good grounds, you know, you should be able to do that. You shouldn't feel that if you don't pass this budget, you're not going to get paid. You know that?
Yeah, people have mortgages
like
and they have to.
That's true. They have to eat.
Yeah, they have to eat. They have kids.
That's right.
Just,
I don't think it makes sense.
Another, finally, in the last minute that
that's
we have, Controller McCall, I'm hoping that you can explain to my listeners who might be aggravated with a pay raise for a body that they feel has not done the best that they could, why a pay raise is so critical.
A pay raise is critical because they are doing a good job. They do have a very difficult job. New York State is the third largest economy in the world. And, you know, this is a big job, and it demands a lot of time, demands a lot of sacrifice, and people should be paid for that.
And they're not, well, they're only here for 6 months.
Well, but, you know, but it's not just...
Actually, they're here now.
They're here now. They come and work.
Yeah.
And they have, last week, I know there are at least two committees working. And let me tell you, as a former legislator, I spent more time in my district, and that is true for legislators today. So it is a full-time job.
Former lawmaker.
Yes.
Carl McCall. He's mm-hmm. also a former controller, and he is on the committee on the legislative and executive compensation and also the chairman of the SUNY Board of Trustees. It's just great to see you.
It's good to see you. Thank you very much for this opportunity to explain what we've just accomplished.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.